most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Former Attorney General Mark Shurtleff with us.
Doug Wright.
The government has had their evidence for years now. We want our day in court. We want to get there now. We want to get there fast.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Great to have you along. Second hour, Doug Wright Show already. Boy, the morning's going by quickly. A lot of things to talk about. Should Utah high school students not only have to pass the traditional curriculum, and even that's in a bit of a state of flux right now in some regards, but should part of the requirement to be able to graduate from a Utah high school, you have to pass the basic citizenship test. We're going to be talking about that a little later on. This actually went all the way to the Today Show this morning. The issue about the measles here in the state of Utah, in Utah County, it seems to have roots, ties, tentacles that go back into a Disney vacation, apparently. And we thought, you know, it's amazing. When I was a kid, measles, so common. Everybody was always talking about their friend, their kid, whatever, that had the measles. So many of these things now we kind of thought was on the ash heap of history to a degree, at least in our country, in our communities. I think of the things we were concerned about when I was a kid. I mentioned them at the beginning of the program. Boy, polio was number one. We were all scared to death of polio. I can remember standing in lines for the vaccinations. I was so relieved when it finally came in a sugar cube instead of in the traditional shot, the needle, even though it was kind of a cool-looking gun that they used to use. And then smallpox, measles, mumps, all of those things, chicken pox. And so where do we stand? We thought, well, hey, let's go to the experts. Let's get some real answers today. And I appreciate Dr. Joseph Miner making himself available this morning, Executive Director of the Utah County Health Department. Doctor, welcome, and thank you for making the time for us.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you very much.
Well, you know that old thing, you know, so what do you do now? Where do you? We're going to Disneyland. Well, it appears some people who went to Disneyland brought home more than the mouse ears.
Oh, yes. Well, measles is rare now in the United States, and it's a really big deal when we see some cases, and it's really important we jump on it quickly to keep it from spreading, because it is such a contagious, infectious disease.
I can remember when I was a kid, somebody in a family where they had lots of kids would get the measles, and they'd basically chuck them all in the bed and say, well, it's inevitable, and they're all going to get it, so let's get it over with now. And boy, you know, there are so many people that don't even, you know, they've never seen anybody with the measles. They've never had that thrilling experience of having those little red bumps all over your body. It's really quite a kick. I had it.
Yes, well, I did too, I believe. I'm not sure. So I went ahead and got an MMR anyway, even though I was born before the vaccine was available. But it's we had a very sharp pediatrician who called me Saturday and said, hey, I have two cases of measles here. And sure enough, and he was right. He said, I'm sure these are. And sure enough, they were confirmed night before last, late, and we expected them to be confirmed because California reported 8 cases a few days ago, and probably more by now, related to a visit on that same day to Disneyland.
Wow, wow. How contagious is this disease? How much contact, what kind of contact do you have to have? How is it transmitted?
That's one thing about measles. It is extremely contagious. You just don't even have to be in the same room with the person. If the person's been in that room and left a couple of hours before, you can still become infected. So among a crowd, measles will find you. If there's someone there with measles in the general area, 90% of people who are susceptible will be infected from that casual of a contact. The virus is in the air. It's not influenza. A lot of viral illnesses are more of a contact spread unless you're really close. But this is one where the virus is in the air and you just breathe it in, and 90% of susceptible people will become infected in that environment.
Now, as you mentioned, we don't see measles very often, and there are now a whole generation or generations that have never experienced it themselves. Their children have never had it, where for my folks, your folks, and for us, it was something very, very common. Are all doctors up to speed on this? Are all doctors kind of on the lookout now?
Oh, yes. I mean, people, the measles vaccine is very, very effective. One dose of the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, will give pretty reliable 95% protection. That other 5% whom will have the immunity wane are now covered with the second MMR immunization. So at 1 year of age, we give the first dose of MMR vaccine. When they start kindergarten, we give the second dose. And those two doses virtually cover 99%+ of protection.
Wow. Yeah, that is really quite remarkable. And if I'm understanding it correctly, that basically if you haven't had the measles or if you have not had an immunization, that if you come into any kind of contact, and is, boy, when you said two hours later in that same area, you could still be susceptible. And it's what was the percentage probability of you getting measles?
90% of susceptible people will become infected with that kind of an exposure.
So, doctor, I don't know if you can, and I don't want to impose on your time. When we come back, can we talk about who these people are that are susceptible and your thoughts on some vaccination?
Absolutely.
All right. We will do that. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of this break with Dr. Joseph Miner. I don't know what that was, where that came from. Dr. Joseph Miner will stay with us and join us here at KSL News Radio. We have so much more in store for you, so stay right here on The Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. 33 degrees downtown Salt Lake City.
Pulling strings on the biggest stories.
What is the will of the people today, and how much of a shift have we seen?
The most trusted and connected man in Utah on KSL News Radio. Doug Wright. Covering Utah's biggest stories. Breaking Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
I really appreciate the Executive Director of the Utah County Health Department, Dr. Joseph Miner, not only being with us, but staying with us for another quick segment here. Since measles, we now have it in the state. There seems to be, as we have indicated, this connection back into Disneyland, into California. Doctor, who are these people that are so susceptible, and why are they so susceptible? Are they just choosing not to be vaccinated?
Yes. There's a state law that requires children in public schools and in daycares to be immunized. However, parents are allowed in Utah a personal exemption, which means I just don't want to bother to find my immunization records, or I just personally opposed to immunizations. They can receive a personal exemption and let their children be in school and daycare without immunizations. This represents, in public schools, 5% of our children. One in every 20 children is in school and not fully immunized.
Boy, when I think about that, we all want personal rights. We don't want the government dictating to us everything that we need to do. But there are some things, like stopping at a stoplight, that seems to be a pretty good idea. And where some of our decisions are very personal and really don't affect anybody else, but many of those personal decisions that we do make will affect and do affect so many other people. This seems to be one of them.
Absolutely. That's what public health and public safety are about. We immunize for ourselves and our own family members, but even as important or more important is for other people. It's for the neighbor or a ward member, church members, immunized infant who's too young to be immunized. That's what we're seeing right now. We've had many, many infants now unimmunized who have been exposed who are now having to receive special gamma globulin shots to help protect them. And it's particularly unimmunized infants that will suffer increased mortality and permanent brain damage compared to older children or adults.
Wow. You know, sometimes I think there is this attitude that, measles, what the heck? You know, first of all, it doesn't happen anymore. And second of all, every kid had measles. But, boy, I'll tell you, when you kind of rewind yourself back into the day, those of us that do have a memory of it, and not only measles, but the other things as well, wow. I mean,
yeah.
The damage done back in the day was remarkable.
All it takes is a walk through an old cemetery, and you see dozens and dozens of grave sites of infants, toddlers, young preschool children, grave sites that died of these vaccine-preventable diseases, and measles was a major one of them. Diphtheria, tetanus, of course, the routine vaccine-preventable diseases, whooping cough, common cause of death. But that's why it's such a serious thing. One in every worldwide, about 2% of individuals who get measles will die. That's 2 out of every 100. But in some countries, it's as high as 4 or 5%, and even up to 30%. In the U.S., where we have terrific rescue medical care, the mortality is more like 0.3% of death, and then also about 0.1% receive permanent brain damage. However, those are higher in infants and preschool or infants and preschool children.
Mm-hmm. As far as the exposure here in the state of Utah, you've mentioned a couple of things, infants and so on that are now having to take shots and preventative. How much exposure has there been? How much concern is there from you and from other medical professionals, especially down in Utah County?
Well, that's what our news release does list, the different locations where these individuals visited during their infectious period. And that is on our website and on the and they can call in and report if they were at those locations. A Macy's grocery store in Orem, a Cinemark movie theaters, and Carmike Windsong theaters on particular days, a day mm-hmm. after Christmas, were those. An LDS church building on a Sunday, the 28th of December. A Walmart in Orem. Orem Community Hospital Laboratory and Timpanogos Regional Hospital Laboratory area and emergency rooms, so forth. That's on the website.
And we've put it on our website, KSL.com, too, Doctor, to help.
Any individuals who believe they're susceptible or were there and are not sure can enter the information on the website or call a phone number, 1-800-456-7700, and contact and receive information about their risk and what measures they should take. It's important if someone has symptoms, they not just show up at the doctor's office, because they're, especially a pediatrician's office, they're exposing unimmunized newborn children. They should call ahead and make sure arrangements are made to keep them isolated and protect others in the doctor's waiting room.
Well, I wouldn't have even thought of that. What is that number again, doctor? 1-800-what?
1-800-7707, I believe, or I said 1-800-456-7700. I have to make sure that's correct. That we've corrected that. It may be 1-800-456-7707, if I'm not mistaken. But we'll correct that.
Okay. All right. And it's all on the website, and we'll put the link up on ours as well.
Excellent.
Doctor, a final thought here before we run out of time, and thank you so much for spending not only the one but two segments with us. It's that important.
Very well.
What would you say to those who are making the choice to not immunize themselves or their children? As a physician, as someone who is shepherding the health of Utah County, what would you say to those folks?
Well, we appreciate their wanting to make their own personal decisions, but this is a decision they're making for everyone else in the community. That's what public health and public safety are about. These are decisions that are affecting others, and with such an infectious disease with serious consequences, they're really deciding to be a threat to unborn infants of other and unimmunized or immune-suppressed people who maybe don't even know they're immune-suppressed because of cancer or leukemia, for example. They are a danger to the community, and it takes an incident like this occasionally to really make them realize, hey, this is an important decision that I've made, and maybe I should reconsider.
Dr. Miner, thank you again for joining us here at KSL.
This is important for public health to get the word out, and we really appreciate your help.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and if there's anything else we can do, any more information, any corrections, whatever it might be, just let us know.
Okay, super.
Thank you so much. Dr. Joseph Miner, Executive Director of Public Health down in Utah County, the Executive Director of the Utah County Health Department, joining us on today's Doug Wright Show.